Good morning, Sleepy Town. I'm Bo Bartlett, and you're listening to The Art House. Art House Radio, coming to you from way down, in mythical Magnolia, Georgia, aka Columbus, Georgia, from the stations of WCUG 88.5, Cougar Radio, Columbus State University. We're also heard over on WOHM, OHM Radio, Charleston, South Carolina. Thanks for being with us this morning on the radio. It's a beautiful day. It's springtime. Flowers are popping up. Buds are sticking out the sides of trees. Greens popping everywhere. Birds chirping. All the birds are chirping. Today's show is Bird Songs. All songs about birds. All the songs that birds sing, all the ornithological tidbits about birds, stories about birds, stuff like that. You looking forward to that, Trent?
Yes, I am.
We're here with Trent Henry Pritchett Miley.
Yes, it's me.
The engineer extraordinaire. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Bo.
Appreciate you being here. So we have a word of the day today.
What is it? What is the word of the day?
Murmuration.
I like that. My parents say I murmur a lot.
Yeah. So that is related.
Oh, really?
Yeah, murmuration could be a continuous sound, a murmur, the sound that one makes. But it's also related to a flock of birds, especially starlings. When they fly in the sky and they do those wonderful patterns up in the sky, you know, they make those, and they all fly in unison.
Mm-hmm.
They make those dark clouds that fly up and then change and morph.
Mm-hmm.
That's a murmuration.
Oh, wow.
So we have a quote of the day as well. We do. We have a quote of the day today, believe it or not. It's from Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou. A bird does not sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song. All bird songs today. All bird songs. Songs about birds. We're going to start right off with some little cackling bird sounds behind us here. But we're going to get right on into one of my old favorite bird songs from the 70s. White Bird by It's a Beautiful Day. White Bird.
Thank you.
Lover, there will be another one who'll hover over you beneath the sun. Tomorrow, see the things that never come. Today, when you see me fly away without you, shadow on the things you know, feathers fall around you and show you the way to go. It's over. It's over. Nestled in your wings, my little one is special. Morning brings another sun. Tomorrow, see the things that never come. Today, when you see me fly away without you, shadow on the things you know, feathers fall around you and show you the way to go. It's over. It's over.
I don't ever want to die. Do you know this arrow, when it arches high, to meet the eagle in the sky? Eagle flies using the river as a map. A small animal in its clasp, alive. Enjoying the ride, is life a ride to ride, or a story to shape and confide, or chaos, a neatly people find the taste of pilgrim guts to be too strong. Me, I find I can't get by without them for too long. And tear at the flesh, tear at the bone of anyone who tells you the known is unknown. life ain't confidential. No, no, no. It's not. It isn't, and it ain't confidential.
Very sheets. He's I used to hear a sparrow singing, baby. Oh, but one day as I went along, I didn't hear a song. But I know the sparrow should sing on such a morning in spring. Oh, sparrow, why don't you sing? Sing to me, oh, sparrow, come around, why don't you come around? Sing about a melody, oh, a melody, about the things you see. Anything you want to sing about, just sing it on out now, sing it on out. Let the world know what life's all about. Sparrow sing, sing little sparrow sing, oh sing little sparrow, won't you sing for me and for the rest of the whole wide world. They'll appreciate it, I know. Every time I'm feeling low, I know I can always count on you. About the trouble you're in, places you've been, you can sing, I know it. Don't you try to pretend, but sing while you hear, sing a song, my dear. Let me hear your soul, don't you be too cold. Sing, little sparrow, sing. I want you to sing, little sparrow, sing. I want you to sing, little sparrow, sing. You see, sing sparrow, sing little sparrow, sing. Sing about what to give, sing about how to live. I want you to sing the true sparrow, oh little sparrow, sing. Sing to me of jealousy, sing what it's all about. What's wrong, little bird? Tell me, I'm a sparrow. Sing, sparrow, 'cause I won't know. You sweet, itty, bitty, pretty bird. Sing before you go. Sing to me, Marvin Gaye.
stop singing, Sparrow, till we hear your song.
Listening to The Art House on WCUG and WOHM Charleston. It's that time of year, when the birds are really singing their songs. It's a real cacophony out there. There's just a whole covey of birds in my yard, whole bevy, murmuration of birds in my yard. In the mornings, it's just incredible. My backyard. That's my backyard this morning. That's a Carolina wren. Carolina wren. Singing its song in my backyard. Just a constant symphony of bird sounds this time of year. They're as excited about winter being over as I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An example is the cedar waxwings, for sure. Mm-hmm. The cedar waxwings totally... I know this because in the summertime, they're in Maine.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And then in the winter down here, they are visiting us. And they sound something like this. I love to talk to the cedar waxwings up in Maine, where there's no distractions, no real predators. I like to call out to them. You can go, psh, psh. And they'll start to respond to you. You can basically talk to the birds. I'm not a bird watcher per se, mm-hmm. but I do really like the experience of interacting with the birds.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite birds growing up was the sparrow.
Mm.
You know, because it was just small and brown. It reminded me sort of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the sparrow song. And the sparrow song is a simple song. It sounds a little bit like this. It's just kind of like... We hear that all the time.
I hear it every morning at 7 in the morning.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're waking us up. They're telling mm-hmm. us, time to wake up, y'all. That's the good life right there.
Mm-hmm.
Being a sparrow, a little sparrow, just floating around in the backyard. Unassuming, you know, really an unassuming bird.
Mm-hmm.
Not showy.
No.
Not trying to be something it's not.
No, it's not trying to be bigger than, it's just... This is what I am and who I am.
Not more colorful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. You'll know it because, like you said, they wake us up.
That's right. And they're happy. I think they're happy little birds.
Mm-hmm.
They're modest little birds, sparrows are.
Yeah. It seems like a happy song.
Yeah. Now, cardinals, the northern cardinal, I've always thought of it as singing kind of a pretty, pretty, pretty kind of sound.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty, 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 like that. But there are other sounds that it makes as well. It has a very complex call. We have a lot of cardinals in my yard in Midtown.
Mm-hmm. Cardinal's my favorite bird.
It's a beautiful bird.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful both in its male and in its femaleness.
Beautiful red coat.
Yeah. And the females are not trying to draw attention to themselves. Just about the color of a brown thrasher or a sparrow.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a wonderful sound. A bird that always confuses me because I don't know what it is. It could be anything, is the mockingbird. The mockingbird has the ability to... mimic every other bird in its surroundings.
Mm.
Now, a mockingbird can even mimic the sound of your car key.
Oh, wow.
unlocking your car.
Oh, my goodness.
It'll mimic any sound it hears, like a parrot almost.
Yeah. That must be, like, kind of scary. Like, the first person that, like, had their car mimicked by a mockingbird. They're just like, oh, like, where are my keys?
Right, right.
Someone has my car. And it's just this little bird just kind of playing coy with you.
Yeah, my house makes a beep when I leave it. I lock it and it makes a little beep sound. And then, you know, that's the sound that the mockingbird can pick up. Do you know why they do it?
No, why?
Because if there's a threat, like from a hawk or something, or owl, they can make it sound like there are a whole bunch of other birds around to protect the nest or whatever it is they're trying to protect. So they can fly over here and make a sound of a cardinal, and fly over here and make a sound of a sparrow, and fly over here and make a sound of a wren. And then they I don't know if they have their own sound. Do mockingbirds have their own sound, or they only mock everybody else?
I mean, that's kind of like a fun story, like trying to find the original voice of the mockingbird.
Yeah, right.
Has it mocked too much to where for it has no identity anymore?
That's true. Has it? Do they?
I don't know. That'd be kind of sad.
We have to ask an ornithologist.
Yes, yes. We are not scientists.
No, we're just a couple guys on the radio.
Mm-hmm, talking about birds.
Talking about birds in the springtime.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I loved birds. Now, more so than as an adult. I get it to be an adult and I just, become a painter or whatever, film, filmmaker or whatever, mm-hmm. radio show host. But back in the day when I was young, like in the early 60s, I was fascinated by birds. And I was never one to like go out like looking like a Wes Anderson with binoculars and shorts, you know, like a Boy Scout or anything. Mm-hmm. But I would go out in the morning and watch the birds in the yard. And this is the same yard that I live in now because I bought my childhood home.
So oh, wow.
Still in Midtown, still over near Wauwatosa. And I would go out and it would be early in the morning and the grass would be, you know, covered with dew. And I'd go out in the yard and the dew and the grass on my bare feet would just enliven me and wake me up and let me know that I was a part of the ecosystem, was alive. And I would watch and listen to the birds and sort of long to be a bird, to be honest. The idea of flying, that kind of freedom, is hard to resist. But there was something about that made me want to own it. It made me want to capture it. And the only way I had to do that, not being able to draw yet or record on my iPhone, was to try to capture the birds. So I would get a shoebox from my mother's closet. And I would high heel shoes that she would only wear, you know, to fancy nightclubs in town when my dad would take her out to the Harmony Club or something. Not be able to resist putting the shoe on the ground on the floor of their bedroom. This was summertime, so nobody was there but me. Mm-hmm. And I would put my feet into them, my little tiny feet, and my mom's big, long high heel shoes. And I would walk around a little bit in those shoes just because I could. And there was nobody around to tell me I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no like gender stuff where I had to think, is this weird? You know, yeah. It's not like nowadays where I'd have to like decide some things. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to decide anything. I just put my foot in the shoe and walked around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun because it had a heel. Like they were like stiletto kind of heels back then.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah, this is like the 50s, leftover from the 50s kind of shoes. So take the lid off and I would just take the bottom part of the box, the cardboard part, and I would take it outside. And I would look around to where the birds were landing in the grass. There'd be some robins and some cardinals and some brown thrashers and some sparrows. And I particularly had my eye on the sparrows. They seemed to not pay as much attention when they were pecking around as the other birds. They didn't travel in twos and threes the way the robins did. The robins would almost like dinosaurs, you know, would like travel in pairs so that they could like turn and look to make sure there were no predators, and then they would eat a worm out of the ground. Well, the sparrows weren't like that. The sparrows would just sort of hop around on their own and looking for insects or little morsels of things. And so I would go into the kitchen and I would go into the drawer where we kept the snacks, which we weren't very wealthy, so we didn't have many snacks, but we did have some saltine crackers. And I would break one up into little pieces. So a saltine cracker is probably only a couple inches square. And I'd break one up into about 6 or 8 pieces. And I would go outside and I would take that shoebox and I would plan my strategy of where I was going to lay my trap. Then I would go back inside and to the other drawer where my mother had a bunch of sewing stuff and scissors and twine and thread, and there were some ropes in there and some yarn in there. And I would get a long piece of string, and it would be, you know, 10, 15 feet long, all balled up into a little ball, sometimes with a rubber band around it, sometimes not. But then I would take that string and I would take that box and I would take those saltine cracker crumbs out into the yard. And I'd find a spot in the grass that was flat and where there were some sparrows nearby pecking. And I would go out and I would find a twig. This would be a stick from a tree. Probably it could be a cherry laurel branch that may have fallen to the ground. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I'd have to actually break something off of a gardenia bush or something, where I'd get a little twig. And I would take that twig, which would be about 8 inches long, 6 or 8 inches long, and I would use it as my prop. I would tie the string to that stick, and I would go over and I would prop the box up with that stick, mm-hmm. and it would be an instant bird trap. I would take the crumbs and I would start off at the distance and I would drop some of the crumbs so the birds would feel safe. You know, they're just not going to walk straight into a trap.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you'd make a little trail and you have them near them at first with some small ones. And as you get closer to the box that's tilted up with the stick holding it up, you actually make them a little bit larger, and then you put some, like a little pile of them, right inside the box. Mm-hmm. And you run off with your string way over in the bushes, just on the edge. It's sort of in the mondo grass, in the monkey grass, just near the flower bed. And I wait. When we show up in nature, it disappears. Birds, animal life, foxes, raccoons, everything, they all go away. But if you come and settle down and be still for a while, actually nature will start to come back. So after about 20 minutes, the sparrows start to peck the crackers toward the box. Closer and closer, the sparrow takes a little cracker, eats it, chirps about it, makes a little chirping sparrow noise, looks around, and gets closer to the box with each little cracker crumb. It gets closer and closer. Pokes its little head just under the box rim. My fingers are twitching. Do I pull the string? It gets its whole body under the box, chiseling away on the little pile of saltine cracker crumbs. And I pull the string. The box top falls, and I don't think the bird flies away. I think the bird is in there. I think I caught a bird. I run over. The stick is outside the box. The box lid is down now, flat on the ground. I'm not sure what to do. I'm not sure. So I go over and I just sort of like put my little hands around the box. I try to have a strategy. Do I lift it up? Do I go in and get the box lid and try to slide it under to capture it, to have it in the box? Do I just open it and grab it? Open it and grab it. That's the best strategy. Peek, get down real low, lift it just a little, and run my hand in there and grab it. Yep. So I'm lifting, looking through the grass a little bit. Something's in there moving, and I lift it just a little more. And I put my hand in there right where the sparrow is, and I lift it a little more to grab it, and it flutters away out of my fingers. It flutters away and goes up into the trees just above me, into the cherry laurels. And I look at it, and it's up there, singing its little sparrow song, telling all of its little sparrow friends and family, don't go near that box. Don't go near that box. Don't follow the crispy cracker crumbs. Stay free. I really associate with that little sparrow. How easy it is to be lulled how we can find ourselves in situations, get trapped. How do we keep our eyes open? How do we stay free? We can't always depend on a little 7-year-old to misgrab us. Sometimes we might get caught, be stuck in a box. Keep yourself free, y'all. Trent, keep yourself free.
I will.
All right. That's our goal. Keep ourselves free. We got wings to fly. We can go anywhere and do anything. We can sing our song. Keep yourself free, yo.
the nars invited him for a small taste of gin. There was a wall with a thousand birds long, but the biggest one of all was in a cage, too small. I asked a caretaker, cause he was the maker. Looked at me and laughed, took another sip from his glass. He said, open up your ears and eyes. You put a big bird in a small cage and I'll sing you a song. That we all love to sing along to the sound of the bird that mourns.
Little ghost, you're listening. Unlike most, you don't miss a thing. You see the truth. I walk the halls invisibly. I climb the walls, no one sees me. No one but you. You've always loved the strange birds. Now I want to fly.
Oh,
still beating. You've always loved the stranger inside me, ugly pretty.
Just like that, we've come to the end of another Art House. Art House Radio, coming to you from WCUG in beautiful Magnolia, Georgia, and WOHM, Charleston, South Carolina. Thanks for being with us this morning on the radio. That was Joni Mitchell with Black Crow flying in a blue sky. Let's go all the way back to the beginning. Let's see where we started. We started with White Bird. So we ended with Black Crow. We started with White Bird. We got the full cycle there and all the colors in between. We start with White Bird. It's a beautiful day. We heard some morning singing birds by the Bird Songs Nature Music Special, whatever that is. And then we heard Birds by Neil Young, Ride My Arrow, Bill Callahan, Sheets by Damian Jurado, and Sparrow. I love that Sparrow song by Marvin Gaye. During the story, we heard Man Bartlett with 2018 0516. And then we heard some garden sounds sprinkled in there, more bird songs from the Nature Music Special, and then Cranes in the Sky by Solange, and then Big Bird by Patrick Watson, Strange Birds by Birdie, Black Crow by Joni Mitchell. Behind us here, Pup Shalom, Hymn for Her. How'd you like our bird show today?
Well, you mentioned how a murmuring, as you mentioned at the beginning of this episode, with our word of the day, is like those wonderful one, like silhouettes of like, oh, it's a dark cloud, and then they, you know, murmur away.
Yes,
and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just a bunch of birds. But a group of crows is called a murder.
A murder of crows, that's right.
And isn't that just peachy?
Yeah, there's a bevy, there's a covey, right? Covey?
I think so.
I think so. Covey of something. There's doves. I love doves. I love the dove sound. And so there's a murder, there's murmuration, flock. All different names for different types of birds, for the gatherings of birds. So hope you'll get to go out and see some birds this week, wherever you are. I know you'll hear the birds. Just open your windows and make some art wherever you are. Go out and make some art. The world needs it. Our making art is like bird singing, just responding to the wonder of the world and putting our mark down. And we sing a song because we have the song. So sing your song, dance your dance, paint your paintings, tell your story. We all have a story to tell. We have but one life, so let's live it, and let's make this world a better place. Thanks, Trent, for being with us this morning on the radio.
Thank you for having me.
See y'all all back here next week on The Art House. Love and light, y'all.